25 years ago, the unthinkable happened. At 11:30 p.m. on November 9, 1989, East German guards threw open a gate and, for the first time in 3 decades, allowed anyone through the Berlin Wall. The event led to the collapse of the infamous barrier dividing East and West Berlin, which in turn helped end the Cold War. The German government is commemorating that fateful night in Berlin this weekend, but the former East German border official who defied his superiors and opened the wall does not relish the attention. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson has our report.
Harald Jäger's anguish over his fateful decision is captured in a dark comedy called Bornholmer Straße that aired on German public TV network ARD last night. In this scene, the shaken East German lieutenant colonel is in the bathroom rehearsing his explanation to his superiors on why he ordered his men to raise the barrier. "I guarded this crossing for 28 years like my own child," says the on-screen Jäger, played by actor Charlie Hübner.
"Nee, Genossen. Ich werde mich auch nicht verteidigen. Ich habe gehandelt, wie ich handeln musste."
He splashes water on his face, stares at the mirror, and changes his mind. The television Jäger says, "No, I won't defend myself. I did what I had to do." Here at what used to be the actual Bornholmer Street border crossing in East Berlin, the real Jäger tells me 25 years later his decision was the right one, even if it did turn everything he was ever taught about the wall on its head.
"Politically, it was justified as a rampart against fascism to seal us off from the West. But as it turned out, we East German officials, more and more, were using it to protect ourselves from our own people."
Jäger adds that if East German Politburo member Günter Schabowski hadn't given a news conference that evening, he would never have opened the gate.
"Und deshalb haben wir uns dazu entschlossen."
Schabowski interpreted his government's plans a little too liberally when he told reporters on November 9, 1989, that East Germans would be allowed to cross unimpeded into West Germany, effective immediately. Jäger heard the announcement on the cafeteria television set.
"Ich wollte mal Abendbrotstümer nehmen und mir blieb förmlich der Bissen im Hals stecken."
"I'd planned to eat dinner before my shift, but after the news I almost choked. So I rushed to my office without finishing my meal and called my superior. I figured somehow someone had forgotten to pass on the new regulations to me."
But his boss told him there was no change and that only East Germans who had rare visas could cross. The superior told Jäger to send the rest away. So did the other officials he spoke to. But the small crowd that gathered at his crossing after the press conference was growing and soon numbered in the thousands. They chanted, "Open the gate and we are coming back," because the plan was to go over to West Berlin just to take a look. Jäger's superior later told him to try and calm the crowd by letting some of the troublemakers through, but to stamp their passports in a manner that would prevent them from coming back to East Germany. But as the number of people at the crossing grew, Jäger was worried there would be a riot. He says he never gave or received any orders to shoot, but was concerned some people would end up trampled or worse. So he defied his superiors and ordered his men to open the border. He estimates more than 20,000 East Berliners crossed into the West from Bornholmer Street that night. Jäger says he's uncomfortable being portrayed as a hero.
"I didn't open the wall. The people who stood there, they did it. Their will was so great that there was no alternative but to open the border."
Soon other border crossings were opened. Huge crowds flowed past the wall, and the following year, both Berlin's and both Germany's became one. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.